Okay, let's start talking about the actual mitzvah of Tashbisu, getting rid of chametz. So there's a mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa to rid ourselves of possession of any chametz that is a kezias or more. Now, it would suffice to do that very easily by somebody just saying, all of my chametz is hefker and ownerless, and that would do the trick. You don't own it. However, there are problems with that. Chazal foresaw that people, number one, if you just say it, number one, you might not mean it. Number two is, yeah, it's hard to mean that, you know, ownerless. Like, I couldn't care less if somebody just takes an entire whiskey collection or... People might not mean it. Secondly, since it's such a simple, easy little thing to just say, it can also very easily be forgotten and not on people's to-do list, and it won't get done. So we don't want to just rely on the verbal bitul, the verbal disclosure that nothing of these chametz is mine anymore. Thirdly, there's a bit of a problem that if you say very wholeheartedly, all of this whiskey is nothing to me, it's hefker, anyone could take it. But nobody did take it. And then sometime on Pesach, you notice it sitting in your cabinet. Your eyes might light up and say, ooh, that's great stuff. I love to have it. And even though you might not drink it, but you then are reacquiring that object. Since it's in your house, it's in a protective environment, it's in your possession, by just thinking to yourself that you want it, it automatically becomes acquired to you, and you're again transgressing the issur of owning chametz on Pesach. The last concern is that if you don't get rid of it actually from your house, you might actually come to eat it. If this chametz around, you might come to eat it regardless of who actually owns it. So for these four reasons, we don't rely on just people walking around saying, oh, any chametz that I have does not belong to me, it's hefker. Technically, it works, but it's not a practical thing for us to rely on. This is why Chazal required us to go through a search and destroy mission to check any area that we're going to be inhabiting for Pesach and make sure there's no chametz around, not to be re-owned, to make sure that I mean it because I'm actually putting it away, destroying it, or actually selling it to a guy and putting it in a place that's going to be remaining the non-Jews area. It's totally out of access, out of sight, out of mind, and thereby all of these concerns will fall away. Now, truthfully, if somebody sells their chametz, that would suffice for three out of the four concerns. Let's say you sell all of the chametz you own to a guy. So it's a serious thing. You're signing a contract, you're accepting money. It's a serious sale. There's no concern of you not meaning it. Secondly, you're not going to forget to do it. It's a big deal. You have to go and make an appointment with somebody to be your agent or do it directly with the guy. Thirdly, there's no concern of you just thinking to yourself that you'd like the item and thereby reacquiring it. It's not available for you to reacquire it because it belongs to the guy. So three out of the four concerns would be taken care of if you just write it all off and sell it to a guy. However, the last concern, that the chametz is still sitting around in front of you and you might actually come to eat it, that might still be a problem. So therefore, even somebody who sells all of his chametz to a guy still has to make sure that his chametz is not accessible, and therefore it requires him to search and destroy. So even if you went ahead and you sold all your chametz, you're still going to have to clean your house to make sure there's nothing available that could end up in your mouth. Now, what somebody does gain out of selling all of his chametz seriously to a guy is that all he would have to do now is check for things that might be edible, something that might be attractive enough to eat. So an example, I just spoke to somebody recently about their car. If you search through your car, spend about 5 minutes or less to make sure there's nothing edible in your car. You don't have to go crazy through all the cracks and crevices and creases with vacuums and Windex and screwdrivers and toothbrushes and toothpicks, because all of that stuff is not going to end up in your mouth. Now, again, if there is an area that you normally put food down, you might put a macaroon down in your coffee cup holder, and the coffee cup holder might have a crumb, and that crumb will get onto your macaroon. That is something you have to be concerned about. But in the seats, on the cracks, on the floor, all of that doesn't have to necessarily be cleaned. If you're selling all your chametz to a guy, crumbs anyway are batel and hefker, you're not owning it. The only real concern that still remains is there might be something poppable. There might be something you might just pop into your mouth, forgetting a moment that it's Pesach, and there's something nice and edible in front of you. You might just pick it up and take a bite. So this really puts the general search and destroy, the general mitzvah of cleaning and bedikas chametz into perspective. Not everybody has the time, not everybody has the interest, not everybody has the love and devotion to want to do this massive, huge, unbelievable scrubbing, cleaning, sparkle thing of the entire Baruch Hashem, wonderful three homes that people may have now in three different locations. And we have to really just at least understand the basic halacha. The basic halacha is that if you're selling your chametz and you put that chametz away that's being sold to a guy identifiable in separate closets, cabinets, whatever it is, the remaining part of your house that you have access to has to be checked in a way that there's nothing edible. You'll have to feel your pockets and your coats and check your luggage or whatever it is for things that are edible, not for tiny little crumbs, unless it's tiny little crumbs that can somehow attach itself to food or your fingers and then get back into your mouth. We'll talk more about this tomorrow.